Rodney Burgett claims his resentencing should have included new evidence that he's developed a relationship with his son. State Supreme Court Justice John Konenkamp says Burgett should get a new hearing that considers the mitigating evidence. But four justices override that opinion. Chief Justice David Gilbertson writes that the court considers Burgett's future dangerousness, but it also weighs the fact that Burgett was incarcerated at the time of the murder and that he killed a corrections employee. The court also considers that the attack was violent, that he lacks remorse for the victim's family, that Burgett has a history of violence outside of prison, and that a life sentence wouldn't deter other inmates. Attorney General Marty Jackley says the state Supreme Court overwhelmingly agrees that the death penalty is an appropriate sentence in Burgett's case.
It is a divided court, in a sense, on the new evidence on a 4-1 decision, but overall on the new judge and some of the other issues, it was a unanimous decision.
Those other issues include some of Burgett's previous arguments regarding a fair trial and the fact that the same judge sentenced both men accused of Johnson's murder. The justices agree that the lower court did not violate Burgett's rights, and they uphold his death sentence. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.